We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles quarterback Matt Barkley, who gets the start in the preseason finale on Thursday against the Jets, something, Matt, that I know you're really looking forward to.
I am very excited, and it feels like a normal week to me, and it's something that I'm used to. It's nothing foreign,
right,
to be able to prepare as a starter, and I'm very excited that this is my really first time in Philadelphia knowing that I'm going to be the starter when the week starts.
So that means you get all the reps, right? I mean, that means you get all the time with the guys you're going to play with.
Exactly, yeah. We're still getting everyone kind of reps, but I am getting all the reps with the guys I'm going to be playing with against, you know, all the Jets looks. And so guys are healthy, firing around, and we've had a good week of preparation so far.
How have you played in the preseason?
I thought I played pretty well. I thought we've moved the ball when I've been in, had some a lot of great drives. The penalties are kind of all over the place, but that seems to be league-wide as well. I'm really hoping this week that we put an emphasis on getting the ball in the end zone. And I feel like we have moved the ball. We've put a lot of yards down, but at times in the red zone, we've come away empty. And so that's the biggest goal for us this week, is to put points on the board.
Matt, this is your second year here. So what are some of the big transitions from the level of college football to the highest level of football there is?
There's no room for error. And in college, you can get away with, you know, the errant pass here or there, or throwing behind a guy and he makes a great catch, or just being, you know, the timing is not always right. But in the NFL, there's really no room for little mistakes like that, because the level of play that everyone's playing at, especially on the defense, those mistakes turn into turnovers or, you know, negative plays. And so you just have to be really on guard with the timing and accuracy.
So when you say, I'm just talking about the windows, if you could just describe for fans, because they don't really know. So in college, you could throw a ball, receivers going this way, you could throw a ball maybe here and still have room to, but even here. But in the NFL, if it's supposed to be here, it's got to be right here.
Any side, backside of the sternum bone almost is room for a DB to come over and get
it. Is the amount, has the technique had to change? I mean, how do you become a more accurate quarterback?
It comes because when you're just thrown to a target, I mean, anyone in the NFL can hit a target. You tell them to hit the right shoulder, they hit the right shoulder. But a lot of that in-game experience happens with the preparation that you put in with those receivers or the tight ends, and the timing of their routes, and knowing their body language, knowing when they drop their hips or if they turn their shoulders right before they make a break, knowing that that's when the ball's got to get out, and knowing your personnel too, knowing their speed. You know, a lot of guys on our team just run differently, and so you have to throw the ball differently according to who you're throwing to. And so in this second year, I do feel a lot more comfortable with that, even with the timing of the receivers and knowing their tendencies. It helps with accuracy and ball placement.
If you had advice for, you know, teaching young quarterbacks to play at the very highest level, would you go back and suggest maybe a different way of training kids? I mean, is there a way to prepare for it before you actually get here?
I don't know about specific football skills. I think, you know, growing up, everyone's kind of being taught the same things, but you can tell them, you know, like the character issues that kids can learn from a young age, your attitude, being teachable, not thinking they're the biggest thing in the world. You know, they're always trying to learn. I think if kids can learn that from a young age, because we're in the NFL and we're still learning every day. We have new schemes to prepare for. It's not like we've arrived anywhere. And so not necessarily X's and O's for these kids, because that'll always change. But this, the basics of being coachable, being, you know, honest, and being on time, it's important.
Matt, you talk about the X's and O's in this offense. We all saw what happened last year, the success. 31 points a game in the preseason. Why does it work?
I think the tempo has really gotten to teams and to where they can't really do their normal game plans or what they've been used to, and being able to set up a defense, set up a disguise, and then come at you with all these heavy looks. And when we're able to get an advantage just by catching them off guard, it doesn't really matter if we have the perfect play. We're going to make something happen with numbers or spreading guys out, just advancing the ball down the field. And our offense, I think, has done a great job of executing plays. Just need to do a better job of protecting the ball, which I think we did last week better. But if you can control the ball for the majority of the game, you'll have more chances to score points.
You had a chance last year to play in the regular season, albeit in very trying circumstances. Yep. How did those experience then, how'd that help you now?
Definitely learned a lot just about the timing with those ones that I was in with. Gaining experience, game experience, I think, is invaluable no matter what the situation or circumstances, and learned how to handle myself after a loss, and you know, how the city would respond, how to still stand tall in the locker room or in the huddle after something like that happens. And you know, it was interesting to happen that way, but definitely have moved forward and moved on from that experience.
Well, great, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Kick butt on Thursday. Matt Barkley, Thursday night starting quarterback, looking for great things from him. We thank him for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.